Hello.
Hi, Andrew. This is Thea from radio station Enter Zagreb.
Awesome. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent now that I hear your voice. And how are you?
Great. I'm very, very good.
Okay. So should we start with this interview?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. So recently you got a 100th episode of your own radio show, Find Your Harmony, and big congratulations on that. So tell me how demanding it is to have a weekly radio show besides all the gigs that you do, all the tours and music production.
You know, it's very hard to do a radio show every week. I knew it's going to be hard, and at the beginning I thought I'm going to give myself a break, and I was doing the radio show actually, it was 2 episodes per month. Mm-hmm. When we saw that so many listeners are loving the radio, they're loving the music, they're sending so many great messages on social media, and everyone wanted more and more, so we decided to switch to every week. To have an episode every week since January of this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it became way harder, but thankfully we have a good team behind the radio that selects the promo music. A lot of artists are already my friends, and they're sending me directly their new music. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little bit easier to put the show together, and we have like a dedicated day to make the radio show, and I spend the whole day in the studio and selecting the music, making the whole mix and everything. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard, but it's worth it for all the people and for all the great messages.
Yeah, definitely. So do you listen to any of other radio shows of other DJs, maybe?
Not so much at this mm-hmm. point anymore. I used to listen to the different radio shows back in the days. Of course, State of Trance. I used to listen to, when I was younger. I used, mm-hmm. used to listen to pretty much every episode. Nowadays, I'll pretty much like open the website, maybe check out the track list, mm-hmm. see what new tracks are on the list and stuff like that. But I can't say that I'm listening to like constantly and stuff like that.
Yeah, not enough time, unfortunately. Yeah,
I'd rather spend that time in the studio mm-hmm. creating some music.
Okay, so about that, to celebrate your 100th episode together with David Gravel, you released a track called Trance Reborn, which is also an official anthem of your radio show. So tell me, why is it called Trance Reborn? Does it mean that...
Well, yeah, a lot of people thought that in a way, somehow that... You know, trance was dead, and now we're getting it reborn and mm-hmm. stuff like that. No, that's not the case. Trance music was always there. It was always alive. It was always very powerful. Mm-hmm. It actually got reborn in us in a different way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we were making the track, I was already thinking to call the track just Reborn. Mm-hmm. And... at some point, I said, why just call it Reborn and make it general? Why not make it specific for the people that listen to the radio show? Since the radio show is a very trance-based radio show, why not make it specifically for them and tell them, you know, the trance is reborn in us, and this is a dedication for you, not just like for all the people, but specifically for the fans. So that's why we decided to call it Trance Reborn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so have you ever thought about changing maybe a style of music, moving from trance to another type of music, or not? Are you sticking to the trance faithfully?
I would have to stick to trance music with Andrew Rael Elias. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm producing different types of music, mm-hmm. some classical music, some different types of things that nobody even knows that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And some of them I'm releasing under some different names. Some of them I'm just keeping to myself. But, you know, I'm focused on and who I yell at the moment, and that's what I want to promote. That's what I want to make. And this is the style of music I love the most. That's why I dedicate my whole self to it. And the other genres are just, you know, sometimes I feel like doing something else. And just so I don't keep it inside of myself and say that I've never tried it, I'll do it. But in general, yeah, I think trance music is the thing that I want to do for the long term.
It runs for your blood, trance music. Yeah. So about 3 weeks ago, you hit the ACID stage at the Ultra Music Festival in Miami, one of the biggest EDM festivals in the world. So what was that like?
It was incredible. I was very happy. It was actually my fifth year I was playing Ultra Music Festival and a State of Trance stage. And for that specific moment, I prepared for a very long time, for months in advance. I created a lot of new music that you probably heard and nobody has ever heard before. I heard it at Ultra Music Festival at that stage. And most of the music, I'll have to say maybe all of the music will be released on my label in Harmony Music throughout the year future. So, yeah, it was very fun, a little bit scary to play everything fresh and new, but, you know, it was 20 years of Ultra, so I wanted to do something a little bit more special.
So do you have any special preparations for a festival before you play? Maybe some habits, rituals?
No, I mean, at least myself, I don't do any specific rituals. We should hang out with all the friends and drink a beer and talk about music, about families, about what happened with each other. My whole preparation is in the studio, months in advance, creating all the music that I want to play for all the fans.
So tell me, which one would you choose, Ultra or Tomorrowland? And what are differences between those two and what are similarities?
Oh, I don't think that it's just two completely different things. I don't think I'd be able to choose because Ultra is more high-techy kind of stuff with like the LEDs and high-techy production and stuff like that, which, you know, is one world, and Tomorrowland is like a completely different world with more decorations, more beautiful things, like a theme, like a story, and it's just two big festivals that are just incredible, and I don't think I'd be able to, you know, to compare them and choose one of them. They definitely have a big role in the EDM scene, and I believe if you'd ask any DJ, most of them would say that just impossible to choose one.
So as we are speaking about festivals, Coachella is behind us this weekend. Have you maybe seen some performances?
No, I actually haven't seen any performances. We had some local holidays over here in my country. It was Easter. So it was the family time. And when I'm with my family, I tend to not watch things on YouTube and stuff like that because that's what I do the rest of the time. And when they see me doing that, they're like, no, this is our time and we have to spend it together.
So you have to get away from your phone. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you do in your free time when you are not in your studio?
Well, I like to watch movies. I like sci-fi movies. I like space movies. Just hang out with my friends. I like to, you know, play a little bit of ping pong and just normal things, eat good food, drink a few beers, and just relax.
Nice. So tell me, is it difficult to be a successful DJ at the age of 25? I mean, besides all advantages of that job, and there are some disadvantages that come along with it as well. So what are those in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think there's advantages and disadvantages in every job, and specifically in what we do, you know, flying all the time and changing the time zones, not seeing our families and our friends for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, acclimatization, you go from cold places to very hot places, and your body just sometimes cannot resist. So the health is also very problematic. There's lots of details and stuff like that, but it's all worth taking the risk and, you know, traveling the whole world and seeing all the fans and playing your favorite music for thousands of people. I think that's worth on just, you know, risking the rest of the things.
Yes, definitely. Okay, thank you so much for this interview. I'm going to leave you alone now. Thanks for everything, and hope to see you soon.
Absolutely.
Maybe at Ultra.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.